News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
EU has called on member countries to ban smoking and vaping in many outdoor areas, including playgrounds, swimming pools and restaurant patios, as part of a crackdown on secondhand smoke. Professor Luke Clancy, Director General of Tobacco Free Research Institute in Ireland, is with us. Morning, Luke.
Good morning, Jonathan.
How enforceable is this?
Well, it isn't a directive. I think that's the starting point. This is a recommendation. And it, as you will know, the EU doesn't have competence in deciding on health policy. But this is under their need to conform with the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. Many people have been advocating for this extension because they have a policy of tobacco-free 40. We are 25, as you know, which isn't going to happen. But they have, for the whole EU, they aim to be tobacco-free by 40. 2040. And this is a move in that direction and an encouragement to the member states to extend their smoke-free laws. As you will well know, Ireland is well ahead in many areas of smoke-free law, and this would be a help for us. It needs to become Irish policy. It's not...
It's a recommendation. But would it extend, for example, to smoking areas outside of pubs and nightclubs? Because that's probably something that made meet resistance, as we saw in the UK when the Labour Party tried to introduce this.
Well, we shouldn't be looking to the UK for compliance with smoke-free. We're the world leaders in this, and I wouldn't be looking there. But the reality is that the government can decide where it extends it to, and they weren't mentioned. I mean, for instance, I was appalled that when the restaurants opened after COVID, that outside smoking was allowed, even when there was food present. Now, that was against our existing law. So there's a lot of ways we could tighten up.
Would you be in favour, and I'm presuming you would be, because you want to get rid of cigarette smoking altogether, but would you be in favour of banning it outside pubs?
I would, but I mean, that's not the point, really, as you suggest. This is an extension. You can see the kind of places they're talking about, playgrounds and swimming pools and so on. And I would say sports venues. These are extensions which we have been playing with in Ireland anyway, and smoke-free campuses. You know, this would be a major advance. And I think that Ireland would be in the best chance to do this.
At the same time, I was at a smoke-free campus, which was a hospital, which is probably the place where you shouldn't smoke at all. And there was a procession of people sitting outside, puffing away, not a care in the world. We can only do so much to prevent dedicated smokers from practicing their art, if I could put it that way.
Well, I agree with you, but I've always argued that it's the most likely place you would see people smoking. Remember that about half of the people are in those hospitals because of smoking, and they find it difficult to stop immediately. But I think it's people who are not in that hospital, who are visiting, etc. They're the people that we should be really targeting. See, it's not trying to punish people, and it's not trying to make people do something they're not able to do, but to create a smoke-free area we know works, and we knew it worked in pubs. I mean, you're saying outside pubs, but remember when it came into pubs, no one had a hope that it would be obeyed within the pubs. It was. The Irish people, when they decide to do something, they seem to be able to do it. Okay. And if the people were in favour of that, it would happen and they would do it.
Well, it's over to the Department of Health, by all accounts, following this EU call. Professor Luke Clancy, Director General of Tobacco Free Research Institute Ireland, thanks for joining us on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.